for the Dopey Patreon Tuesday show. And if you're not subscribing to the Dopey Patreon teaser show, are you really a fan of Dopey? That's the first question. My name is Dave. Welcome to the teaser show. Today is a very controversial teaser episode. It is the Reddit Roundup, and there was something said on Reddit that was very controversial, and we go over it with the Reddit admins, the great Cormac, and the not as great Selby. I think I've been making these teasers way too long. I'm going to say this. Patreon is very inexpensive. If you want to listen to the extra episode, you fucking pay like 20 cents a day. 20 cents a day, and you get the extra episode a week. You get the dumb extra videos. You get to go to the Wednesday recovery Zoom that everybody loves. You get to the Dopey Patreon Zoom that not everybody loves. And you get a Dopey sticker. It's a lot of value for 20 cents a day. We're saying four extra fucking full-length Dopey episodes a month. Whatever. I'm not selling you a subscription to National Geographic here. But if you're on the $8 tier, you get all that. Plus, you get access to the inserted ad-free episodes of the show. And that's not just the new one. That's every inserted ad episode dating back to 2016. Plus, more stickers. And then for 10, you get a little bit of preview video content that nobody else gets. Plus all that shit. Plus more stickers. For 15, you get all that plus socks. 20, you get all that, plus the beanie. And for $100, you get all that, plus a little life coaching with me, or talking to me, or yelling at me, or whatever you want to do. Nobody, there's a few people that have signed up for the $100 tier over the years. It is not a robustly attended tier, we'll say that. So last Friday on the show, we had one of the more beloved episodes that we've done in a while, which was with Sam Lipman Stern and Patrick J. Pespis of the Telemarketers, which I loved the talk with them, and I loved their show. And go watch the Telemarketers, and if you haven't listened to the Dopey episode with them yet, go listen. And I got this voicemail about the Telemarketers episode.
Hello, Dopey Nation. I'm just listening to the episode, the latest episode, what the fuck's it called, from Junkie Telemarketer. I don't know what the episode's called. It's the Telemarketers episode. And it just made me remember that in about 1993, I worked at a telemarketing place in Sydney that actually, one of the supervisors there was on methadone. As it happens, I was an art student at the time. There were a bunch of other art students there, and there were a bunch of people there that may or may not have been drug addicts. I was not a drug addict myself at the time. I was about 20. And we did all kinds of polls, and we had to poll. We did this poll for, I don't know, the Liberal Party, that's sort of like the Republicans of Australia. And we were doing this polling, and the night before some by-election or something, we had to run this poll where we were ringing people up and we were saying, do you know that candidate X supports abortion up until the ninth month? Which, of course, they did not. And you know, we're all lefties, and the dude on methadone, the supervisor, and some other people there leaked it to the media, and then heaps of people got in trouble and were called into the management, and I don't think they managed to fire anybody over it, because it was one of those things where they did the wrong thing according to their contract, but then the poll was actually completely illegal. Anyway, I don't know if this is a very interesting story, really, but it just, I find the whole world of telemarketing interesting because it's full of lies, and I used to be quite good at it back then, and I later used some of those persuasive skills to run scams to get drugs in a very small way, but yeah, it kind of makes sense to me, addicts and telemarketing. I was 4 years clean on February the 16th. I've never rang a clean time milestone into Dopey, but I listen all the time. And I have once been on Dopey before for a grammar point. You're not going to run this. I'm just rambling. But fucking awesome episode. Thank you so much for the show. Ka kite.
Now, why did I play this voicemail? I'm not exactly sure. I think I played it because she wrote, she's from New Zealand. And what the fuck? She sends in a voicemail all the way from New Zealand. I feel like I should put it in there. And she said, ka kite ra at the end, which I think is some sort of New Zealand sign off. And she wrote this note, which is a very controversial note. She wrote, Kia ora, Dave, which is also some New Zealand business. Please don't use my name if you use this. You probably won't. Sorry about this voicemail. It is not the greatest story or the greatest sound, but it is genuine fan mail all the way from, I can't pronounce this right, Itiaroa, New Zealand, so maybe that'll make you considering it, using it somewhere. If you stick it on Patreon, I'll hear it because I am one. I really, really love the show. Found it through This American Life. Went back to the start and have been listening ever since. Don't tell anyone because they'll all hate me, but even though the story of Chris's death is what drew me into the show, I always liked you more. And I like the show better now than the old show. This is like the only person that's ever said they like the show now more than it was back then. You do the best interviews I've heard, and I really like your persona on the show and your dumb shit, especially when you have a non-Chris friend to bounce off. She doesn't really like Chris, which is unusual and sacrilegious in the world of Dopey. My faves are Aaron and Ray and that anarchist-type guy, Ray Belden. You two together make me laugh out loud, which I do not do very easily. I like it that you are in love with who Chris was, but I failed to follow suit. He didn't particularly appeal to me as a character. So now I've basically said it's great he died. It's obviously not. I'm sorry you lost your friend, but just because he died, I'm not going to pretend I'm not Team Dave. And then she says, Kia pai tora. And she doesn't want me to say her. Oh, and then she also says, and my other favorite person for you to chat with is Fentanyl Jay. I like it when he gets impressed with your fancy vocabulary. Very funny. And I hope he gets clean. And I think the haters are full of shit. Of course, you're going to be there for him if you can. What else are you going to do? Yeah, I love Fentanyl Jay, and I loved Chris. And I appreciate this email. It's nice to have somebody. I loved it when Chris was alive and people were Team Dave. But it's sad to hear. I mean, to talk ill of the dead, especially my friend. But I know that's not your point. The only reason I'm reading all of this is because the topic of the Reddit show, the hot button piece of the Reddit show was a Reddit conspiracy theory. I'm not going to tease the show like that. I'm just going to tease the show like this, that there was a conspiracy theory floated on Reddit, which I couldn't even believe. I couldn't even read it, but I read it. I couldn't even believe it. It said, here we go. I have a Dopey conspiracy theory. After I re-listened, I think Dave relapsed with Chris, but was able to get it together quickly while Chris went off the deep end. I don't think he'd talk about it because he doesn't want to be complicit and face the social consequences from Chris's girlfriend and listeners, etc. I'd have to go check episode numbers for the timeline, but Chris comes back and Dave sounds very off in the episode before it becomes really obvious that Chris relapsed. Also, there's a pic of Chris after he fell off that I'm assuming Dave took where he literally looks like he's on death's doorstep. Even if you've never touched drugs, you'd know he was in big trouble just from looking at him. In the later episodes, it feels like Dave genuinely hated how much people loved Chris and how easy he seemingly had it. The funny banter was starting to sound extremely spiteful. There's a lot of little things that make me think there was more going on than Dave is willing to share. Obviously, I can't prove a thing, so it's just conspiracy, and I'll probably be banned from this sub, but I don't care. I want to put it out there. And that is the nature of our Patreon show today. So go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast to hear me, Selby, and Cormac discuss the truth or untruth about how I may or may not have relapsed with Chris before he died. And I didn't, by the way. Spoiler alert, I did not relapse with Chris before he died. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters, in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky and watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire's all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Subzoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
zoomers,
just, you know,
zoomers,
it's the rap god, so yeah. Toodles.